On this day back in 1975, Jackie Wilson had a heart attack while performing live on stage in New Jersey, collapsed into a coma, suffered brain damage, and remained alive for 9 more years, but clearly never performing again. He died in 1984 at the age of 49 years old. Your love is lifting me higher and higher. Ah, what a song. Jackie Wilson had that debilitating heart attack on stage. I'm going to stay back in 1975. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday. Heading into the weekend and the big announcement tomorrow from President Donald Trump on who his choice for the next Supreme Court justice will be. We talk now with Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He's my congressman down here in Hillsdale, Michigan. Congressman, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, good to be with you, and sure enjoyed my time in Hillsdale last Sunday afternoon when they had the big support Trump rally. And
yes,
at Stock Park, as well as cars traveling all around the city with flags and banners, honking horns, and et cetera, in support of our president.
Yep, and my buddy Andrew Fink was there, who's going to be the next state representative from the 58th district here in Michigan. Eric Lighthizer, who's been great for a long time, term limited out. So Andrew Fink is the Republican nominee for 58th district. He was there as well. I understand it was a great time.
It was a great time, a very patriotic time, and I didn't see any fires lit. it was a very positive protest, and the love was lifting us higher.
Yes.
Love for our country, love for the policies of our president, the strength and determination of our president, and the direction that our country was going so strongly until March and the pandemic hit, and that's a whole different story now. But at least the principles are still there, the foundations are still there, and I think that's why the economy is turning around far more rapidly than anyone guessed, and jobs are coming back, and we have potential if we can get through this election time and do the right thing for the country, and that's keep the process going, keep this president in office. I'd like to see a majority back in the House of Representatives of Republicans so we can assist the president like we did the first 2 years of his term.
Congressman, many are looking to tomorrow night and a lot of discussion in Washington about who the president will choose, of course, as his nominee for the next Supreme Court justice. It seems the odds-on favorite is Amy Coney Barrett, but of course, the president has surprised us in the past on any number of issues, so who knows? What are you hearing, and what's the temperature like in Washington these days around that decision?
It is pretty warm here. A lot of rhetoric goes on, and then demonstrations in the streets. Of course, there's the respectful honoring of Ruth Bader Ginsburg that's taking place with the entire street closed down in front of the Supreme Court, as it should be at this point in time. But the concern is being expressed, of course, by the Democrats that the Republicans are hypocritical in moving rapidly to confirm another Supreme Court justice. And my, we have a list out there of the top five are exceptional women in that list, including Joan Larson from Michigan. I don't think she'll be the choice. I do think right now that Connie Barrett is probably the number one guess, but we certainly have several that could be. But, I mean, you look back to 2016, the Constitution was followed. President Obama made his nomination, and Judge Garland was put forward. The Senate was then given the opportunity to do their responsibility of advice and consent, and they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Their advice and consent was, we are not going to confirm the nomination, and there is no need to even take a vote since it will not happen, and the majority rules. There is no question, had Chuck Schumer been the majority leader at the time, he would have moved to confirm. Majority has its responsibility. So they would have taken a vote and attempted to confirm Judge Garland. He didn't have that position. Everybody knows if he had, he would have done exactly what the majority
right.
leader did at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It made a decision in best interest. So here we are the majority, and Mitch McConnell will move for that vote, and it appears it'll go sooner than even expected because Democrats have made it very clear we are not going to be part of this. We will not vote to support, and in mass we will vote against your nomination. And if the Republicans have the votes, it's only reasonable that they would take it and do exactly what the president said he would do and confirm a justice that he said he would confirm if given the opportunity, and life will go on.
Congressman, how concerned are you? How realistic do you take these threats from Democrats that if, in fact, they win in November, the White House and the Senate, that they'll move to expand the court by probably 4 seats, install 4 liberal justices on the court, pack the Supreme Court? Even a liberal's liberal like Dick Durbin in the Senate now says, we're not really talking about this. This is not seriously under consideration. Do you take it seriously?
I take it very seriously. I take it very seriously because Dick Durbin will not be the one that makes the decision.
Yes.
I'm not even sure Chuck Schumer will make the decision if given the opportunity. It is a new breed of socialists that are in Congress right now in the Democrat Party. The AOCs of the world, the Presleys of the world, the Talibs of the world, the Ilhan Omars of the world, they are the ones making decisions, along with Bernie Sanders. They will decide, or else the others will be pushed out of the way. Nancy Pelosi isn't Speaker of the House, except in name only. She does what the Marxist branch of her party, which is growing in number all the time with the Socialist Democrats, who are proud to say that that's who they are. So, no, I don't doubt it at all. They thought they had it going. When they got Barack Obama elected, he moved it forward that direction. Imagine ever being told by the government what insurance you had to buy. Just that one thing should have tipped us off. They didn't expect that Hillary wouldn't win and carry it on to completion. She didn't win. The American people spoke up, thankfully, and it was pushed back. They're not going to make the mistake again of not getting it done as fully as possible. And so their one desire is to control that Supreme Court, because in that Supreme Court, they can make law. The Constitution doesn't enable that, but the activist judges have done it now with abortion and with many other rulings that they've taken. So, no, they will move that direction. And I think America needs to wake up to that fact, that it will do away with the checks and balances, the three parts of our amazing power system in this country, with the legislative, which is to be the most powerful, the executive, and then the judicial. They've turned it all around. They will keep it going that way.
Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Find him online on Twitter at Rep. Walberg. Congressman, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'll do that, and you as well.
Thank you, sir. This portion of the show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy.
No peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
In the 10. Hi, this is Matt Shepard from my friends at Meijer, reminding you, get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. Save with great deals and low Meijer prices every week, all week long.
Yesterday marked the anniversary of Al Kaline's 3,000th career hit.
He collected the milestone September 24th in 1974. He did it at the age of 39 in his hometown of Baltimore, off Dave McNally. At the time, K-Line became just the 12th member of that incredible fraternity. There are now 32, from Cap Anson, who was the first, to Albert Pujols, who was the latest. There are only two Tigers to reach the mark, Ty Cobb and K-Line. Soon, Miguel Cabrera will get there, but only K-Line did it as a lifelong Tiger, and there is something to be said for that. There are certain milestones a player reaches that are automatic Hall of Fame worthy. 500 homers, 3,000 hits, 300 wins. That may start to change because of analytics, but K-Line will always be considered one of the best ever.